It is an injustice that must be and will be swept away. Tandy Newton takes up the story.
75% of parliamentarians are men. 73% of managerial decision makers are men. 67% of climate negotiators are men. And 87% of the people at the peace table are men. Even though we know that when peace settlements include women, the negotiations and outcomes are more durable. Globally, almost 1 in 5 women has experienced violence in the past 12 months at the hands of a man they know. Women and girls do 3 times as much unpaid care and domestic work as men. The global gender pay gap is stuck at 16%. Every year, 12 million girls are married before 18. All of this has to change. It's time to stop trying to change women and start changing the systems that prevent them from achieving their potential. And this is the battle that women in this century will not lose. They are too strong, and their voices will not be silenced.
I was named Dr. Agal, an Afghani folk hero who was killed in a battle. Just after I was born, my father got our family tree. It went back 300 years, but not a single girl or woman's name appeared on it. He decided to make me the first. He wrote Malala. That's me.
When her father's school was closed down by the Taliban, Malala Yousafzai began to campaign for the rights of young girls across Pakistan to go to school.
I have rights. I have the right of education. I have the right to play. I have the right to sing. I have the right to talk. I have the right to go to market. I have the right to speak up.
They shot her in the head. She is still in critical condition.
She was airlifted to a military hospital in Peshawar, where she
had served. As surgeons battled to save her life, vigils took place throughout the world.
In this first photo released today, Malala's eyes are open and she appears alert.
Here we have some really good news to report tonight. Malala Yousafzai walked out of a London hospital today.
Today, it is an honor for me to be speaking again after a long time. They thought that the bullet would silence us, but they failed. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born. Today is the day of every girl who have raised their voice for their rights.
In 2014, at the age of 17, Malala Yousafzai became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Today, she continues to campaign for universal education for girls, but she doesn't want to do it alone.
My message right now is to young people. We are living in a world where things are not the way we want. We are getting a system, we are getting a world which is unequal, which is sexist, which is racist. We have systems that are discriminating against people. Our climate, our environment is at risk. And there's so much that needs to be done. But I hope that young people, they stand up, they raise their voices, they start their activism right now. Let your age not stop you. Oftentimes we're told that, you know, you have to be 14, 50 to change the world. I do not believe in that. I think you can be a change maker right now. If you are 11, if you are 16, if you are, you know, 30, 40, change is possible anytime. And I want you to believe in yourself and make this world a fairer, more equal, and a better place for each and everyone.
Tandy Newton.
And once again, there are positive solutions that can turn things around fast. We need more women in positions of power at every level of government. The time has come for quotas that make sure women are equally represented in every country. It's time to make our laws equal so that every woman is entitled to a job and a national identification card and to own property. Women must be able to live free from violence and have the right to make decisions over their bodies and lives, especially in choosing if and when they marry. We must guarantee full access to sexual and reproductive health services and rights. We must provide the money to close the gap in girls' education. And there are important changes needed to achieve economic empowerment for women, from equal access to finance, to ending the gender pay gap, to equal access to the digital world, from mobile bank accounts to digital payment systems and digital education.
It just doesn't make sense. Women are half of the population, but society does not treat us as equals. This is a legacy that needs to change here and now, by changing our behaviors, but also by changing laws and common practices across the world. We must all make that happen, now.
Listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Henry Iskandar. The song was composed by Syafaruddin SP. This song is a folk song of Tebo, Jambi province. The lyrics are about the hope that the sweetheart doesn't have two hearts. The lyrics also contain a promise to trust each other to be happy forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song called Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Henry Iskandar. Enjoy the song.
Beach, which is located in Sukhabumi, has a unique, exotic, and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukhabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs shooting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliff. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karang Hawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliff that jumps into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Oh. Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, I believe that you are still waiting for me to share about our wise word. Well, now it is from Kyai Haji Agus Salim. He said, to lead is to suffer. Yes, born on 8 October 1884, Kyai Haji Agus Salim is a legendary national hero of Indonesia. He is a fighter, media leader, ulama, minister, party leader, philosopher, reformer, and diplomat. Agus Salim was the best graduate of the HBS school during the Dutch Indies era, defeating others from Netherlands, Europe, and East Asia.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, after listening music from Intan Rani with title Super Coklat, that means that this is as the end of our togetherness, especially with me, Ahmad Faisal. Well, don't go anywhere, stay tuned, because our college Steve is going to continue again at 12 p.m.
Yeah. listener, here's the news. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang revealed Apple's plan to establish a research and development center in Indonesia. According to Agus, Indonesia will become the first country in Asia to have an Apple R&D software center. Agus at the Ministry of Industry office in Jakarta on Wednesday, February 26, said the R&D center will be built in the special economic zone of BSD Tangerang, Banten. And Apple had agreed to establish an R&D center as an investment of 2.62 trillion rupees to obtain the domestic component level certificate, a certificate of recognition. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Anies Mata officially launched the joint campaign for humanitarian aid for Gaza with the theme Indonesia for Palestine, Solidarity, Concrete Actions, and New Hope. Anies at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs office in Central Jakarta on Wednesday, February 26, sat with the NGO's philanthropic institution. The government aims to raise aid amounting to $200 million for Palestine. The joint aid campaign is designed to provide a greater support to the Palestinians, particularly the ones in Gaza, ranging from emergency humanitarian assistance and rehabilitation reconstruction to community empowerment. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.